The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. It's Alan Ellis here, and...
Hi, he didn't tell me.
You got to pay attention.
I was busy.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's Robin, everybody.
Hi.
That's normal. So, hey, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Robin. And
good morning.
How you doing?
Hanging in there?
Yeah, it's about all you can do, see, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, I would not go to Ocean City for anything today. I just came up on the thing. Today's that crazy day where everybody pops up for that car show they make up.
Yeah. Oh, that.
You going to go down there and pop wheelies and do all that stuff, Glenn?
Yeah, no.
I didn't go down there.
Not going to head down to Ocean City for the madness?
And...
That's it's Sunfest, too, or something, isn't it?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. Usually... 20-something or some big festival.
Yeah. So did you get out in the outdoors this week, Glenn? Did you get, did you get wet like everybody else did?
Well, I managed to stay in while I was wet. So.
Yeah, I got you. Did you get to do any dove hunting or deer hunting yet?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times. I haven't been actually deer hunting.
Yeah.
Actually, I hadn't seen any and. While I was out dove hunting until yesterday.
Oh, I got it.
Good bow shot 10 yards away from me.
Oh, man. Well, you'll have to go out today and try and reenact that.
Mm.
Yes, sir. So I had nothing but hinds and fawns in front of me. There was the first that came out was this gorgeous hind with a little fawn and gorgeous. When I say gorgeous, her coat was spotted all over. I mean, it was just a beautiful, beautiful deer. And they were at 16 yards. And then there were two out on the road that were 200 yards away. And then right at sunset at 7 o'clock, another big hind, a big giant hind, came out and just kind of stood on the edge of the marsh and was looking at the feeder and looking in the woods, and the stag was bugling in the background, and I could hear him. You know, first time I heard him, he was a couple hundred yards away, and the last time I heard him, he was working his way in, but he just didn't come in to anybody's sight at all. But he was probably got to about 75 yards, and then just got too dark and had to get down. And when I got down, one of them really barked at me and, alarm barked at me. I don't know if it was the hind or if it was the stag, but, you know, I alarmed him when I came down. So anyway, Tackle Box Tim just said Sunfest is next weekend. The car crowd is down there. Tuner car is what he calls them down there this weekend. So, no, thank you.
No. Not interested.
No. So anyway, you got any plans for this week, buddy? You going out again this week?
I plan to.
Yeah, maybe today, huh? It's going to be a nice day, nice and cool out there.
I don't know.
So,
I'm ready to do some errands. So.
Got to do some errands. Okay, I got it. I got it. So, All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. You all take care and God bless. You know.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, Glenn. I appreciate it.
Yes.
You did.
See you, buddy.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'm guessing Chris is going to send you some names here pretty soon, Robin?
Yep.
Mr. Chris?
Yes.
Are you going to send Miss Robin some names?
Yes, I will.
You're the man. You are the man.
Thank you, darling.
So, yes, what we're drawing for is a striper package, four beautiful hard baits for striped bass fishing from Tackle Box Tim. And some lucky listener's going to win those today. All you got to do is call in 410-922-6680, WCBM 680. And you can, you know, leave your name and number with Chris and then give us a call here, or, you know, go on the air with us and go from there. So, and that'll happen after 6:30 sometime. So we got plenty of time to make that call. Right, Robin?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yep. So what did I do with all my paperwork? Oh, there they are. Got to get. I have a whole lap full of paperwork here. I've got a tablet with notes on, so I could.
You're a mess this morning.
I am a mess this morning. Well, I was kind of in a mess the other day when I had that tire. So I was writing everybody's name down and taking pictures and that type of thing, you know. And I wanted to make sure I got everybody's name right, so we did. That's why I have this little tablet here. And then everybody has their script that I have, you know, when I do a live commercial and script, I either have a magazine with their ad in it or I have a script that I've written up. So, you know, and then I have a little cheat sheet with all the commercials on it. So, very happily in my confusion, my mess here, doing what I have to do. Indeed. No callers on the line. Come on, folks. Let's get in this contest.
Everybody's sleeping in. It's so
beautiful. I'm trying to screen some people.
Oh, you are. You're screening at them. Robin, you know I don't do a lot of exercise, right? I didn't jog in 2014 before I met you. I didn't jog in 2015. When I did meet you, I didn't jog in 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019. Even during pandemic 2020, I didn't jog. And I still haven't jogged. I mean, it's like a running joke. You know what I mean? So.
And that's going to get... Oh, that might get us callers to get you to stop.
Get me to stop telling jokes? It's possible. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not. I don't know. So. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell... While we're waiting here, I'm going to tell the folks about Clyde's Sports Shop. And Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. And, you know, waterfowl season, we've had the early... teal season, we have the resident goose season, now we got early duck season coming up this month, and Clyde Sports Shop, being your full-line Browning dealer, has a couple of suggestions here from me, and number one is the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blade Camo, the fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver. It's ergonomically balanced for, you know, beautiful handling. It's a recoil-operated kinematic drive system, which is different than gas-operated, and it's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee. Then there's the Maxis, another autoloader. Waterfowl hunting perfection. If you've ever thrown one of these to your shoulder, you'll know what I'm talking about. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers with a new power drive gas system reduces recoil on that as well. Also comes in the Mossy Oak Camo. Then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge. It's a proven standard for auto-loading performance, gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber composite with Mossy Oak Camo, 3 standard and vector choke tubes in 10-gauge. So if you can handle that, go with the Gold Light 10. All this available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. You know, fall's here. And you have plenty of time to get your backyard taken care of for fun times for the fall. I mean, it's favorite time of year to set out there. The crabs are big and fat, and you can, you know, have a nice homegrown tomatoes and crab feast and corn on the cob yet. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your place for making backyards fun. They've got the big selection, giant selection, huge selection of colorful, all different colors, waterproof, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and those Adirondack chairs that everybody likes to sit in and relax. You can see all that from Route 50 at exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, great Christmas presents for the kids, grandparents, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles. Free delivery in Maryland to Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, well, time to upgrade that old grill you have out there that's rusting to pieces. Pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg, all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. If you want to have a little fall cook out there, the fire ring is the way to go. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, kilt him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier,
fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store, and while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
All right, Chris, we got a lot of calls on the line, callers on the line. Let's talk to Richard first, then we got Tackle Box Tim and Michael and Donna. So let's talk to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Doing all right. How about you?
Hanging in there, going to work, blowing down 95 south.
Got it.
So, yeah, just calling to get into that rockfish tackle. Like to get that.
Okay.
No problem.
Well, we'll put you on the list, and at the end of the day here, we'll have Robin put the everybody's name coordinating with a number and do the random generator thing, and we'll go from there. So, thanks for the call.
Bye, guys. Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Tackle Box Tim.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to thank you and Robin for giving me the opportunity to do this contest. It's been fun.
It has been fun.
It has been great.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Yep.
I've had more fun with this.
Yep, I think
you're in my purview because I love to fish.
And I think the folks are enjoying the tackle too. Those who have received it of fishing with it and catching fish with it, so that's good.
I'm hoping so, but this package, I'm really excited about the color patterns on the lures. Look really great and kind of focused it on the local bait fish and some stereotypical colors that the rockfish eat. So
got it.
We're good to go.
Good, man. Glad to hear it. And thank you, Tim. This is the end, right? Or are we doing it in September? Or we're done, right?
We're done, and I kind of saved this last striper package for last because it's right in line with the season because they're going to start feeding on the surface, and four out of five of these things are top water. So,
oh man! Oh, yeah. five lures. That's great, man. That's fantastic. So,
yeah, I. Popped another one in there last night. So,
good for you. Are you selling this tackle online?
I am not right now. It's still in hobby mode, and I'm going to be doing wintertime
shows and stuff,
fishing flea markets and small shows and stuff.
I got you.
Like that.
I got you.
Just a little bit to keep the tackle. Put more money in the pocket to put gas in the boat.
I got you. Well, that sounds good, buddy.
I appreciate you, you and Robin, letting me do this.
Thank you, man.
We're
just glad to do it and give some folks something to do in the spring and summer reason to call in. So
great.
Take care, man.
It has been super.
Take care.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Bye
bye. Yep, Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I called to get into the contest, but I also had a question. I noticed you were talking about the deer. The terms you were using, I take it that's the Sika deer?
Sika deer, yeah. I mean, people call them bucks and does, if you want to call them bucks and does, males, females. But the term that is used in the Sika deer world is stags for the males, hinds. H-I-N-D-S, for the females.
Right.
And then, of course, the fawns are the fawns. So.
Yeah, I read somewhere they were in the elk family, and I know because I hunt in Colorado, and they call them bulls and cows.
Right,
But anyway.
Their origin is Japan.
Right. Yeah, I was reading about it. Interesting. Now, did you get one last year? Do you get one usually every year? Or?
I do not get one every year.
He tries every year.
I try every year, but the focus is on the property where I hunt. They do some management there, and the way we manage them is we let all the hinds go because we figure where the hinds are, that's where the stags will be, and we are not allowed to take, for example, a spike. It has to be a branched antlered stag, and I actually took two last year. I took one in first Friday of firearm season. I took one on the last day with a muzzleloader. That's my first stag with a muzzleloader ever, and I had a nice 6-point get by me on the first day of the muzzleloader season down there. He got by me twice, believe it or not, and the landowner's son was able to harvest him that next day or Saturday, I'm not sure which. So But I've taken four down there. I look back since 2016, I've taken four stags. Two of them last year.
How does the meat taste?
Better than anything you can put in your mouth.
Yeah, that's what I've always said about the elk from Colorado. Because I had friends that they said, well, I would never eat that. And then, of course, I made it, and they said, that's the best meat I've ever had. And I said, well, that's what elk tastes like. But I guess my question to you is, you know, obviously I don't know, I don't have any friends or, you know, relatives down there. So is it mainly Dorchester County, or is there some Somerset? Or
there's some in Wicomico, not many in Somerset. Wicomico actually holds the state record. But Wicomico County and Dorchester County primarily. If you can get on one of the Chesapeake forest land leases, that's a good way to go. There's a lot of public land. There's Blackwater with a permit process. Pretty wide open for bow hunting. But Blackwater's changed their policy this year. Now the Blackwater animals count against your state bag limit. But Blackwater Wildlife Refuge with the National Wildlife Refuge just has tremendous amounts of properties. And if you learn those properties, you can do pretty well on some of the Sika deer. And it's all public, but, you know, permitted, but public.
Right. What about C.A. Vaughn? Are they down there?
Yes, there are some on Vaughn.
Okay.
Yep. But you want to look at places like Taylor's Island, Elliott Island, those public lands.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess if you have a canoe, it would be a little bit better.
Canoe or kayak, yes. Water access is tremendous, and there have been people that have, you know, water access Sika deer for years. But I mean, you can go and down some of these creeks and so forth, and you know, beat your kayak, beat your canoe, and head out. And you know, if you have a climber with you or something like that, you can shinny up a pine tree and find yourself in really good Sika habitat. You know,
yeah,
but a thermocell is required, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, great. I have a, yeah, I've never, I used to live in Minnesota, so I just, you know, dealt with them, but
yeah,
I guess my question to you is, if you go up with a kayak, then you can't really get the deer out then.
Sure. The big one weighs 80 pounds.
Yeah, but that you would have to have like a sit on top kayak or something.
Perhaps.
Like
be the best way. Canoe would be a good way to go, too. No question.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the information. I don't want to hog the show, but...
No, we're always glad to talk about Sika deer.
Yeah. I just like something different, so...
Well, they're a challenge. No question. The rut is actually about a month before the whitetail rut. So that's why we were hearing stags bugling... like elk do. That's why we were hearing them last night. They're pre-rut right now. So the peak of that will probably be in 2 weeks.
Now, I do have a muzzleloader. Is that a good time to come down there?
That's probably the best time.
Okay.
Is early muzzleloader season.
Because I was looking, it's only like a few days season, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, maybe I'll come down then. All right. Well, thank you very much for the information. Now, I'm in the contest. Do they just...
Yes, you are. We're going to be drawing that probably right towards the end of the show.
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much.
You're in. I promise.
You got it, buddy.
Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
I meant to speak up when he was talking about how great Sika deer are to eat, but I got waylaid by the list.
Oh, you got waylaid by the list of people. I got it.
Because okay. I would like a good piece of Sika deer.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay.
We can do that. So
I'm trying to get you on the grill this weekend.
I know you are. That's fine. Okay. That's cool. Okay. We have, let's see. Donna, just hang on there a minute. We have to take care of a little business here and do our break. So just hang on there, Donna, and we'll get right to you as soon as humanly possible. Right, Robin? Hey, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach carries Matthews, including the new V3, Votech, Diamond, and Hoyt, and now the PSE Evo line, EVO. It's for dealers only, specialized line of bows that only the good dealers can handle. So crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and your accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. I had something corrected on my technique the other day, and so did my grandson when we were there on Thursday. Len Marsh, one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me and my crossbow and my compounds as well. And the bow technician, Corey, I'll tell you what, he's our go-to guy. Crossbow hunters, if you bought a crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. Stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page, phone number 410-789-7777, 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We'll be right back.
Pleasant fall weather here this weekend. Couple of nice days if you have some outdoor plans. Lots of sunshine today. A few clouds mixing in this afternoon. Temperatures right where they should be. Middle to upper 70s this afternoon. Fair to partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures into the upper 50s. Another nice day tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies. Bit of a west to northwest breeze during the day Sunday. Highs again mid upper 70s. Warmer Monday. Lots of sunshine. Highs low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. Fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, the spectacular duck dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by bucks, bears, stags. Test your skills on the firearm simulator. Open Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5 with a $10 weekend pass. Youth 12 and under are free. Now, tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online at www.delmarvaoutdoorsexpo.com. And if you're a vendor, feel free to inquire. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. See you there. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbenders specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbenders. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. An American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Amen, Lee Greenwood. Amen, buddy. Amen. And our president just dumped Lee Greenwood by email from the National Endowment for the Arts, who's he served since Bush. Bush, Obama, Trump served all that time.
I can't even speak.
All right. Go ahead, Rob.
But I do have to speak before we take callers.
Yes, go ahead.
Next weekend.
Yes.
We are going to be at the Delmarva Outdoor Show at the Harrington Racetrack and Casino.
Yep.
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
We're setting up Friday. We're be... Don't laugh at me. He said, you're going to do the Delmarva Outdoor Show.
Go ahead.
We are setting up those days and... we're doing it Saturday. Now you got me all screwed up. It's your fault. Anyway, we'll be scoring deer.
Yep.
They can call me on my number, which is on our website, and I think you've got it right there in the book, so I can have it and I give them my number. I have a different number for bucks, bears, and stags. And if you call me, we can make an appointment, and I'll give you the number when we get to it. We want to talk to Donna. He did this to me again.
I only did it because it's at the state fairgrounds in Harrington. Of course, you called it the casino.
Well, it is. Most people know it by the casino, not the state fairgrounds.
I love it. All right.
I know where I'm going to be Saturday night.
So yeah, I know where you're going to be Saturday night. Okay. Donna, good morning. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Hi. She's absolutely right. First thing that came to my mind.
Well, of course.
Thank you, Don.
Of course.
But he does this to me. He looks at me and says, you're going to talk about this. And I'm like,
So, yes. Bucks, bears, stags will be there Saturday and Sunday, measuring whitetails for the Maryland record book. And sick of deer. And black
deer. You do it to me so people will never forget it.
That's right. Exactly right. So what's up, Donna?
Well, love birds. Did I hear you correctly, Alan, that you met Robin in 2014?
15.
Fifteen.
Oh, that was a good year. I went to Seattle that year. That was
good.
Yeah. several wildfires that year.
So you say you like birds, Donna?
Yes, I do.
You know what I saw? You know what I saw on the platform last night when the corn feeder went off?
No.
I saw a male and female eastern towhee.
I don't know. I guess they're tiny birds, right?
Towhee, T-O-W-H-E-E.
I've never heard of them either.
They're about the size of a robin.
Okay.
They're beautiful black or gray, slate gray back with white markings on it with an orange, white and orange front.
Oh.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, I have been listening.
Uh-huh.
Don't have my glasses on. I make notes, so I don't.
Sure.
Oh, okay, you were talking about
this. Well, we can't go long today, Donna, so we've got a lot of callers behind you and a contest to do.
Okay, well, I'm calling to report that there are no adverse effects from the walnuts that I put out for the squirrel.
Oh, good.
Perfect. I love to hear that.
Yeah. So, all right, you're newlyweds. I know you're deliriously happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. So. Yeah.
So. We will be married 54 years this coming Thursday, the 30th.
Well, happy anniversary.
Awesome.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah,
54 years.
We've said we'll survive anything because we survived his radiators blowing up and COVID all within
years. We've survived that within our brief marriage, so we're good.
Good. Yeah, well, I didn't say ours was perfect. I just said it was long.
Long.
Hey,
marriage isn't just a word. It's a sentence.
Oh, you got that right.
So,
mm-hmm. Oh,
voluntarily entered into.
Exactly.
Oh, some days I wonder.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
Uh-huh.
Have a great day.
Talk to you next week, please. I love hearing from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Ronald, we were worried about you.
Hello, Ronald.
We lost Ronald.
Sorry we lost Ronald. So.
Oh,
well.
I missed Ronald.
I got it. So. Oh, my goodness. He can call back if he likes.
Exactly.
Chris, what's up?
Well, we've got Richard on the phone.
Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
How are you?
Oh, fine, sir.
Good.
I'm retired from the Baltimore City Police Department. I had 30-year service, and half of the time I was in a Marine unit.
Right.
Very disheartened to learn that they discontinued it. And I can say this, we did save a lot of lives over the 150 years that they were in service that, and I could tell you one quick incident. I was relieved in a 4 to 12 shift, and I pulled up alongside the Intrepid at the seawall.
Right.
On a Phillips, when a call come over that a boy had just fallen off a rowboat. And as I looked up, I seen a woman in the boat there. She was hollering, help, help. So I pulled up in my whaler, and I said, what happened? She said, boy, just fell over right here. And hand to God, I reached down in that water, and I had his hair, and I pulled him up. He was a redhead boy.
Uh-huh.
My God, I got him in my whaler. I zoomed over to the seawall. A couple officers met me right there. We got him up on there, and they revived him.
Well, that's great.
That's awesome.
Were you on, Richard, when the taxi boat went over?
No, I was retired then.
Retired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Captain Donald, remember one of the fellows that brought up some of the victims of that. His name was Bob, and I can't remember his last name. He was tragically killed at his home. I attended his ceremony where he was given an award. He was an employee of Bass Pro Shop as well. And it was the same day, the same evening that John Travolta was there. And I'm sure Chief Captain Don was there as well. And I can't say his name, Bob. Doggone it. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we did a lot.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, it wasn't an easy job either. I mean, because to be out there and some would be baking down on us. And,
sure.
And we saved a lot of people, because they used to come in there in the harbor at a high rate of speed.
Sure.
In a wake. And a lot of times these wakes would go against the piers like that.
Sure.
And people have small boats, and they would upset them. Sometimes with people in them. So, but I can tell you, hold on, but anyway, just, I won't take too much of your time, but I just want to bring it to your attention that
yep.
it's a shame that they discontinued that service.
It is,
yes,
you're right.
Yes, it is. You're not kidding.
So. All right, sir. Thank you so much, and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
You all have a good day now.
You do the same.
Thank you.
Bye.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
I'll never forget that. And I was sitting in the bar at Ruth Chris waiting for a table, watching it on the TV when it came on.
What's that?
On that
oh, the taxi.
Taxi.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right. Hey, look, we're going to do the last break now, and then we'll have time to do the contest. How's
okay.
that? Okay? And we'll do that right after. Hey, look, if you're headed out west, if you're going, you know what? I didn't do the main story I wanted to talk about today.
Well, we'll talk about it next week.
We'll talk about it next week. There's two environmental groups that have petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to end any import of any wild bird, wild animal part, not only across country lines, you know, for like if you go for moose in Canada and you kill one, you can't bring it back. Nor can you go to Pennsylvania and shoot a deer and bring it back here. Nor can you go to Colorado and bring an elk back
okay,
or any of that
right.
stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, they're trying to petition U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to enact a ban on intrastate transport of game. Anyway, all right. For those of you who are headed out west or headed somewhere else in rifle country, let's talk about the Browning X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection. The X-Bolt itself is a classic walnut stock, blued barrel, with all kinds of other models, you know, composite stocks and stainless steel and all that stuff, if you like. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It comes in many different models, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. Also, while you're at Clyde Sports Shop, take a look at the Hell's Canyon models, the Speed, the Long Range, and the McMillan models of X-Bolts. These are the very unique-looking arid urban camouflage models with the composite stock and the fluted Sporter barrel with a Cerakote finish, threaded muzzle brake. The X-Bolt in all its forms can be found at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. These are bolt-action, high-powered rifles. Check it out, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Clydesports.com is the website, two S's in the middle. Open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It is Clyde's Sports Shop. Let's see. You can purchase a new gas fireplace insert to install in your existing fireplace right now at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I had that fireplace that did nothing, was a hole in the wall. We didn't use it. But now we filled it up with a beautiful Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert installed by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We both enjoy the convenience, the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. And here's the thing, with the worldwide shortage of computer chips, and that's what runs your remote, you know, that's what's in the unit, that Bluetooth chip could delay your idea of owning a new insert. Now, there are plenty in stock right now, but don't wait too long. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Phone number 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. What?
You know you're in trouble. You know how much I really enjoy that.
When yeah.
you come home at night, you said, why is the fireplace on?
Yeah.
I said, because I like it. He said, why is the air conditioning on? I said, because it turns the fireplace on.
Yeah. Very efficient. Very efficient. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Yes. At Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. The hunting department is filling up fast and growing expansively. There's a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthews and Hoyt compound bows, and Mission 10 Point and Wicked Ridge crossbows. A large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and Habit brand camo. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video Shooting Wall, and they have deer corn too. The waterfowl department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount, 410-956-0300. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. Fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, the spectacular duck dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by bucks, bears, stags. Test your skills on the firearm simulator. Open Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5 with a $10 weekend pass. Youth 12 and under are free. Now, tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online at www.DelmarvaOutdoorsExpo.com. And if you're a vendor, feel free to inquire. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. See you there. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back, everybody, and we're getting ready to do the contest here. Robin is...
I got to change my thingy here for a second. Hold on.
You going to what?
Don't worry about it.
I'm not. Don't worry. Whatever you say, I just go along with for the most part. Because you know what you're doing, usually. So it's best if I just shut up and don't comment. 410. Do we have any time for any more callers,
Well, I've
Chris?
I've got James and Philip on the line. So
oh, well, let's talk to James while Robin is doing
there
that.
You go.
Good morning, James. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Good, buddy. How about you?
I would just like you to put on the air while I listen about, is the coyote edible or not? That's my question. And I'll let you go. I know you're in a hurry. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. To answer your question, yes, it is. Not that I'd want to cook one, but coyotes are edible. I had a friend shoot one last year, and they ate it. He doesn't kill anything unless he eats it, and they ate it. He grilled it, and I think it turned out pretty well. So, you know, there's something else that people shoot and don't use, and it could be used. From what I understand, one of the finest meats in the world is mountain lion, Robin.
Well, I'm going to look up coyote recipes as soon as I push this button. Are you watching?
Go ahead. I'm watching a random generator.
Okay, just so it's legal.
I'm watching.
I'm going.
We ought to videotape that and put it on the...
My birth month.
Six.
Six.
Who's number six?
Number six. Gary Ingano. Ingano?
I don't know. You're reading it.
I-N-G-E-G-N-O, I believe. So, Gary, if you are listening, you just won the fishing tackle. We're running out of time. If you can call in real quick. If not, we'll call you after the show.
And get your address, and Tackle Box Tim will send that stuff right out. Sounds good.
That's a name I don't know.
Nope, nor do I. Make sure you check it off there.
You just said, coyote recipes.
Coyote recipes.
And
while you're doing that,
one more caller, right?
I'm going to talk to Philip. Good morning, Philip. Hello, Philip.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm happy to be breathing. Hey, listen, you reminded me of a story I heard a while back, and I want to say you've elevated yourself amongst the greats, Comanche, Apache, Navajo. When the old chiefs couldn't buffalo hunt no more because they couldn't pull the string on the bow,
yep,
Browning developed a rifle for them, and it's called the Expo.
Okay.
Well, I figured you reminded me of that because when you said you couldn't draw your string no more at 60 pounds, I'm thinking, well, you know, that he's got that far.
Yeah.
Miss Robin, for you real quick.
Yeah.
People associate the Delaware State Fair with the Delaware State Fair. I'm only a few miles from it. They happen to have a casino on site.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Think of the Delaware State Fair as it's a big thing for us in Delaware.
No
I
question.
Know it is. I've been to it every year that I can go. I know. I wasn't downing it. Trust me.
Oh, I heard that. Oh, they got a fair there at the casino.
No. It's the other way around.
The fairgrounds have a casino on it. What I meant was...
So hopefully you guys are staying in a motel, because every time you stay in a motel, I just can't call no more because I'm laughing so hard. Y'all take care. God bless you.
Thank you. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
No, I have been to... I've been to see many concerts and have been to the fair... What do you call it? The...
Midway.
Thank you.
Sure.
Many times from high school on.
Yep.
Before high school, actually. Anyway, I found a Cajun coyote recipe.
Cajun coyote. That sounds good.
And that's from the Montana outdoors people.
Okay. Cool. I'm sure Bobby looked up some recipes before he tasted it. So, or before he grilled it.
Oh, I just can't think of it.
You can't. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Gary the Winter's on the phone. Good morning.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, it's Gary from Dundalk.
Oh, okay. Now I know who it is.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great now.
Good. So
it is so nice to hear somebody happy like that about it.
Yep. Hey, we'll call you after the show and get your address. Send it off to Tackle Box Tim, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Congratulations.
Bye.
And thanks for listening.
No problem.
See you, buddy. Well, hopefully, if CVA gets back to me next week, we'll be giving muzzleloaders away next month.
That's right. That sounds great. Everybody, get out, stay out, stay safe, and come see Alan and I at the Delaware State Fairgrounds next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We'll be there at the Delmarva Outdoor Expo.